Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear believer, dear believers. This is our first show of the New Africa West Coast Lifeline. Alhamdulillah, and I got some texts and some calls from believers asking me about our show. You know, is it going to air today? So, alhamdulillah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our show, alhamdulillah, is modeled after the lifeline that's being done every day in support of the Mosque Cares and the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And our show is all praise be to Allah, is the same show. We are going to be in support of the Mosque Cares and the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. I see somebody in the audience, and I was wondering if someone could open up for us by reading a little of the Holy Quran. If you could participate by helping us this morning, get going and reading the Holy Quran, press 1 on your phone and I'll bring you into the queue. All praise be to Allah. This is our first broadcast, and the first thing that we're going to do is read the Holy Quran in the morning. Alhamdulillah. I was wondering if I could get your alhamdulillah, brother Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. I wonder if I could get your help this morning. You know, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I was just able to get on about a minute or two ago. I don't know what was said.
Yes. Huh? What'd you say, brother? Assalamu alaikum. What'd you say?
Now, so I just able to get on about a minute ago. Now, so I don't know what was said before then. I thought I was supposed to be on the lifeline number this morning. I wasn't quite sure what, you know.
Right. Praise be to Allah. Could you read something out the Holy Quran for us this morning?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying I didn't know what had been said up until now.
No. This is, you know something? I was up and I was saying, well, alhamdulillah, I said, I really can't go to sleep. I hope I don't overslept. And then I think maybe you called or something and my phone rang. And I woke up. I said, you know, it may be 5 o'clock West time, alhamdulillah. So, so if you could read something for us, alhamdulillah, I would appreciate it.
So did you open up already?
No, I'm opening up. No, I'm opening up now. If you could help me do that, if you could do that for me, alhamdulillah.
Abdul Shaitan al-Rajim, it's Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, Idina Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Adin al-Amsu alayhim, Gawi al-Makdubi alayhim, Waladolim. Amen. You there?
Yes, sir. If you can find some section in the Holy Quran and read it, I really appreciate it. And if you could find something to read for about 10 or 15 minutes, I really appreciate it. I need to get to deal with something.
Okay, well, I guess I was basically trying to find, because I wasn't on the call planning call yesterday, so I don't know what was said or what the program's about, anything like that. So I don't know.
Our program now? Our program now, this is our program now, Brother Muhammad, is brand new. This is the first show, and like I said, I fell asleep, but I kind of overslept, you know. And if you could help us out this morning by finding some section in the Holy Quran and read while I get a couple other things together. And I appreciate your help, brother.
Yeah, I was saying I got a text message from yesterday saying about there's a planning going on to see what the program is going to be, how it's going to be struck and everything. Yesterday, I got that text message later on, so I don't know what was said or who came on to the planning session of it, so I don't even know. I don't know what was said yesterday. What is the basis of it?
Yesterday was the first day that I opened the account. And Blog Talk Radio, when I put the time in, they assumed it was East Coast time, but really it's West Coast time. And so you know, it's like this show now, you know, it's 5 o'clock here in Los Angeles, but I had to put into the, you know, when I scheduled the meeting, the show, I had to put 8 o'clock in there. And it's not 8 o'clock here in the West Coast. It's 5 o'clock here in the West Coast, but I had to put 8. So this is something that I just learned yesterday. So when I went to broadcast, it wouldn't let me broadcast because I had 2:30 on there. I should have put 5:30 in there yesterday. See?
And that
was a problem. So I didn't even broadcast yesterday. But this is the first show, you know, and you're the first person in for right now. There's gonna be other people, inshallah, in time, but you're the first person. So if you could do us a favor this morning and read from the Holy Quran, I really appreciate it while I deal with a couple other things for about 10 minutes, my brother, if you could do that. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Give me the title of the program this way I can find something to read from. What's the title of this new program?
The title of our program is New Africa West Coast Lifeline. New Africa West Coast Lifeline.
New Africa West Coast Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
Is this has the same name as the lifeline that we already have on that comes out of Iman Rasul, the lifeline. So is this a part of the lifeline that's already been established? And you talk Iman Rasul because you give us the same name, the lifeline.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Give me a couple minutes. Hold on a second, please. Hold on, please.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Yo, wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. All right, bro. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Block Talk Radio makes some mistakes, you know, and it started off yesterday. You know, that was the first mistake. Praise be to Allah. But the reason that okay, let's just open up with a prayer right quick. One of the reasons that, you know, we decided to do this, because sometimes even the lifeline believers kind of tease me a little bit. They'll say, oh, you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? You up at 3 o'clock in the morning listening to the show? And I participate. And so people on the West Coast, you know, find it hard to get up at 3 o'clock listening to that, to the show. So, I guess I've been listening now for close to a year. And so I decided to do something, you know, but I didn't want a free conference call. I wanted the Blog Talk, because number one, with the Blog Talk, you know, if you have a good show, if you have people coming on and some people have a good kutva or something, or talim or whatever, you could get copies of it, or you could listen to it again and again and again, see? And this was the problem that I saw with Lifeline. Lifeline, you couldn't get copies of stuff. You couldn't, you know, I mean, some of the brothers and sisters have some really good speeches and talks that they do, you know. And so I decided to do a Blog Talk. And another reason why I decided to do this, and you know, I tell people, like I was telling Daya and Akbar and Shuja and them, I am modeling this after the Lifeline. After in other words, one big change that we're going to have here is we're going to do Express Yourself every day. And brothers and sisters who have businesses could express themselves, like, and talk about their business. If they have a car wash, or they have a restaurant, or whatever they have, a car lot, whatever, they could, 5 minutes, they could talk about their business. And if they don't have a business, they could just talk about something personal. Every day, though, express yourself every day. You know, that's one of the things. And I noticed yesterday that the believers was reciting the believers was reciting the 99 names of Allah, the 99 names of Allah, and you know, and we were all, you know, really enjoying it. I was enjoying it. I got in and I read about 3 of the 99 names. And then whoever the brother was in charge, he said, you know, we're going to cancel this. We're going to cancel. He called it the review. The review. And Amira, I think Sister Amira from Chicago, he says, hey, you know, I hope you change your mind about this, because this is a good thing. And he said, no, we're going to get rid of it. And then that Sister Zakia from New Jersey, the one whose husband, Amir Newmind, he had Newmind Productions, she said, hey, you know, yeah, you know, I hope you change your mind, because this is something good. So I don't know. So I said, well, yeah, I enjoyed it too. And we need to memorize the 99 names, because this is a a good way, they say, is a good way for older people, and I'm 76 years old, 75 years old, you know, to fight Alzheimer's and dementia is to constantly use my memory, you know, try to memorize things. And if you do that, that kind of fights the dementia. And so I decided to every day in the New Africa West Coast Lifeline to include the 99 names and see if some of the believers could commit the whole 99 names to memory. You know, and every day we'd ask people, we would recite it. So these are a couple of changes that I think that we'll do here on the New Africa West Coast Lifeline is do special stuff every day and then do the 99 names. You know, the believers might say, hey, I could do 30 of them, or I could do 50 of them. So we'll kind of like ask each other and challenge each other every day because you know, we don't want to get Alzheimer's and dementia, so we might need to keep using our mind as much as possible, you know. So, and plus on top of that, one of the things that I see me and the brother Mubashir Ugda is doing a website for me right now as we speak. You know, we contracted yesterday, and I paid him to do a Sister Claire Muhammad website, so we could do a Zoom school and get that going, a Zoom school. And, you know, because, you know, not enough people are supportive of Claire Muhammad School. So he's building me Sister Claire Muhammad website right now. And it's called Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. So what I want to do is these children all over the nation are really plugged into Fortnite. It's a game called Fortnite. These kids is into. If you got grandkids, I know, man, they into Fortnite and they into TikTok, Fortnite, and maybe a couple others. So you have to do something to grab their attention. You got to get their attention, you know, because these games are so titillating for them. And they get so much enjoyment out of them that it's going to take something mighty powerful to drag them away from that stuff and into the books and into learning science. And so I think the space program, is something that'll grab their attention. So I want to kind of focus on the space program and introduce that. I used to have a Facebook page, and on my Facebook page, I had me in a spacesuit, you know, and people really used to think that I've been in space because I took a picture in a spacesuit, and all I did, I went to museum here, the space museum here in Downey, California, and you know how you could walk into like a spacesuit, and it gives you the illusion that someone is really in the spacesuit. So I took a picture of that and put that on Facebook. And some of the believers were saying, "Hey, man, that's out of sight because that, you know what I mean? It appeals to children. You know what I mean? Looking at it, you know." And yeah, so I want to try to do something to get us back focusing on Sister Claire Muhammad School. And everything. So yeah, I want to talk about Claire Muhammad School as much as possible on the New Africa West Coast Lifeline, and get educators people and also to support Adam Beya, get people maybe get Adam on the show to do a Colleen. Or something, you know what I mean? Because he been doing great work, trying to do something, you know, you know. So so those are some of the other changes that we're going to have. And this is our first show. And Little Mama, you're the first caller, brother. So if you do that, so go ahead. Yes, sir. You got any questions?
Yeah, I got a whole lot of questions.
Fire away, brother.
Now, when I got this text yesterday afternoon, it came around 5:55 something. So I was on other programs where, when I did get and read it, I saw where I was saying, Ian Mubarak, New Blog Talk Radio, the West Coast Lifeline. So I said, West Coast Lifeline. This offshoot has been had, spoken by Rasul, because we got the Lifeline that's been on for years. So this a continuation. Y'all spoke about this. Then I saw given the times, come on, it's 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 Central, all that. Said, but today only, the show will air at 2:30. That's yesterday, just today only. So anyway, I said, no, that was last night when I got it. So that was all real over by the time I called it. So that's why I said I called in this morning. They call in and let's discuss our plans for the new show. And he gave his number, 515-602. So I hit that number this morning. But anyway, that was for yesterday. But it was just buzzing, so no answer, nothing. So that's why I came and said, listen and communicate. And mean y'all seeing Mohammed. So anyway, I texted you a little while ago because I said at 8 o'clock because I said, look like this is going to come on when the Lifeline went off this morning at 8 o'clock. So I was on, I didn't hear anybody saying anything or nothing. So I see it saying on for maybe five minutes or so. So then when I text you, I'll text you there to see where you are you on. Are you on this morning? I didn't get no answer.
I got you text.
Said to call your number, huh?
Yeah, I got your text. I saw your text. Are you on this morning? Yes.
Right. And so that, I didn't get no answer back from you. So that, let me give you a call and find out what had been discussed yesterday, what was the plans or what, and nobody else was on. So let me give you a call and see what's happening. So that's when I called and you answered. So you said you spoke with Sue John and Akbar. Were they on yesterday on the landing of it, or what?
Shuja and them and Daya and Akbar was on the other show, was on the regular show that they host. But they wasn't on this show. This show here got a different number. The other show is numbered 515-602, let me see, 9665.
I have that number. Right. Yeah, I have that number. I'm saying, were they on the call yesterday on your when y'all were planning to do this? Was anybody else on?
No, it was the same thing. No, the same thing with them. They couldn't get in. Blog Talk Radio, I paid the money about 5 hours earlier, 6 hours earlier. Talk Radio had it going on. You know, they knew what they was doing, but when I put in the time, I put in 2:30 Western time. Really, I should have put in 5:30. And so I wrote a text to Blog Talk Radio and says, and I told them, look, I'm on the West Coast. Why should I have to assume that or plan or schedule an episode, that's what they call them, episodes,
right?
East Coast time. I'm not East Coast. I'm West Coast. And when I do that for the other show, the message of concern with Daya now, I put in 4 o'clock because it's on the West Coast, it's 4 o'clock when Dia and them open up. When they first open up,
yeah.
Message of concern is 7 o'clock for them. But I put in 4 o'clock here. So Blog Talk, they assume that, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say, right? You know, I put in 2:30, but I should have put in 5:30 if I wanted to broadcast yesterday. And I didn't know
mm-hmm.
that. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So I had to go back in and change it to 8 o'clock. And it's not 8 o'clock here. It's only 5-something here, 5:30.
Right.
But it's 8:30 back east with y'all. So, Blog Talk will have to do that, have to adjust that some way, you know. And so I won't have to think in East Coast. But in the meantime, I'll do it. I'll do it in the meantime. But, no, I sent that out, and then I got on the message of concern with Shuja and Dai and them. And I was telling them, when I first got on, I said, Blog Talk Radio, sure make you look bad. Yeah, I sent out all the invitations and people from all over. Sent out about 100 invitations. And then when I went to sign in and broadcast, couldn't get in. So the people probably think, oh, this nigga is a flake or something, you know, or whatever, you know. But I explained to them, you know, and they understood. So, you know, the problem is, that's what we need to do. All these radio stations is somebody know how to code. Somebody know computer programming. And you know, we should get our children and put them, you know, encourage our children to learn and tell them, you know, Rahman or Rahim or whoever, you know, we need to learn how to do this so we ain't got to depend on these Caucasians and Jews for everything that we need to do, because they make mistakes and they don't give a doggone about it, you know. So we need to do for self. That's what I'm saying. And you know, this technology here, these kids could learn.
My other question is, I didn't hear a thing about what you said. Somebody saying the program they're gonna change it that was had to do with the review. Now I don't understand what happened there. I wasn't on that call. So you saying sisters and brothers had called in, said they're gonna stop the review program or the.
Yesterday morning that when Lifeline first came on, they had a little thing they called some type of review, and what they was going over the
Sharif out of Alabama. I'm going to him. He's doing a review. So, yeah, I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they were doing
right.
a review and the attributes of 99 attributes, and someone was somebody to you 5, or another person give 5 of the right. Yeah, so I'm aware of that. But that's why I'm making a change. I don't know what was said on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Whoever was in charge yesterday,
That was
Sharif Fukan. Okay, that was him. I really didn't catch the name too good, because I called in and I read about 5 of the attributes myself. And,
I heard you reading.
Right, and then so all of a sudden he said, we're going to have to cancel this review. A couple people asked him why. I didn't get his reason why he wanted to cancel the review. And then Sister Amira from Chicago called and said, you know, I hope you change your mind about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And whoever it was said, no, I'm not. And then Zakiya, the sister from New Jersey, who husband.
Right.
Was,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then she chimed in, too. She said, you know, I hope you reconsider that. And so I said, you know, and I don't know what he said. Really and truly, I don't know what he said. So when I was writing, see, I've been talking to people, Daya and Shuja and my brother here, Rashad, for months.
You see, my question is, what did he say after they said not to cancel it? What did Sharif say then?
I don't really know, man. I really don't know. Because, I don't know, I was doing something, and I heard them, you know, kind of like ask him to reconsider and everything. And at first, when he first answered Sister Amira from Chicago, he said no.
Right.
And then when Zakiya came back and said, man, you need to reconsider this, then I don't know what he said. At that time, I must have did something. I don't know. I was doing something. I said, I don't know why he wants to counsel her. I don't know why. What's going on? And
now, when I heard on the end before discontent ended, he had asked Brother Cowie, who does assign the people of their volunteer to do a week. He asked him after. I think it was after the next week, Will was going to be on doing the programming. He said the next time he would like to continue the next week. I mean, that'll be 2 weeks from now, I guess, or the next 6 weeks, whenever the view comes up again. He asked why he would like to continue. He said, yes, you can continue. You can put you down as soon as the next week to what comes up. Then you'll be able to do a review again.
Hmm. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To continue it, the next opportunity gets you like to start to do the review.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes. I okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't hear that, and I enjoyed it so much, and I looked at the 99 names, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to include this in the schedule of the New Africa West Coast Lifeline. I'm going to include this. Also, I talked to Sister Khadija at first. Me and her email. No, I heard her on the radio show. And then she left the email address, so I emailed her, and we went back and forth a little bit. And so I spoke with her yesterday, Sister Khadija, Imam W.D. Muhammad's wife, and because I was asking her to come on the Message of Concern, because I thought that she was kind of like a little bit dissatisfied with the situation. So anyway, make a long story short, I asked her about the house. And she cleared that up. She said the house is Muhammad Shakir Muhammad's house. You know, Muhammad Shakir Muhammad is the youngest son of the Imam W.D. Muhammad. And she told me, that her and Imam Muhammad was in the process of looking for another house for them that was theirs, but. As far as the house is concerned, that is Muhammad Shakir's Muhammad. So she cleared that up. She cleared that up right there. Because I had been thinking that Layla locked her out of the house and Wallace Nim didn't let her into the house for all these years. And that's not true. And
well, you said she cleared she cleared all that up.
And really took a relief off my. So I told the people on Lifeline, not Lifeline. I told the people on the Message of Concern that last night when I got on Message of Concern. I was thinking Layla was wrong and, you know, a bad person, and Wallace is a bad person for mistreating their daddy's wife. But no, she was locked out the house originally 2008, but she cleared it up. She said, no, that was always Muhammad. Check here, Muhammad's house. So I guess a lot of people was like me, didn't really know. And see, that's bad communication. To me, that's bad communication. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, and also another thing I know that she wants to do, that Khadijah wants to do, is get to the bottom of CPC. And if we got to hire a lawyer and CPAs or whatever, get to the bottom of it and find out where every penny went when Imam Muhammad passed, and find out about every square foot or acre of land that the Imam bought. No, she said, because people, you know what I mean? She says, we don't want to leave that as a legacy on Imam Muhammad, that he passed and then nobody was aggressive enough to give a report. If I do a little investigation, give a report to the believers, people who invested hundreds of thousands, some people, tens of thousands of dollars, and all of us collectively, probably a whole lot of money. And when the Imam passed, nobody thought enough. But I guess that was a hell of a blow for all of us, though. You know, I mean, you could point fingers, but I guess that was a big blow, and people just didn't know what the hell to do, you know. So, but now's the time. I think our community grew up in these 13 years since the Imam passed, that our community has grown up. I think we're big enough people now to go back in, hire a lawyer, do fundraisers and pay the lawyer, have a lawyer go in and do what it takes, and then give a report to the community. What do you think about that?
Now, as I was telling you last time I was speaking with you, that's already been settled. It's gone through the courts. That's how I was telling you, that's been settled already. Did you know that the jurors and lawyers and all of that? Did you think you spoke with just all had been settled. The family members and who guess what, all that was going through the court. The judge had made a decision on it years ago. It was on the internet.
It's not the same thing. You're talking about different things. I think you're talking about the properties of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
What?
You know, after he passed, and then different things happen with that, and Louis Farrakhan, Minister Louis Farrakhan, ended up with a certain amount. I think Mosque Merriam or something.
Yeah, yeah. And so all that has been several years ago.
That, yeah, you're right. I'm talking about the properties of Honorable Elijah Muhammad have been settled, but CPC has never been. You know, nobody really know what happened to the real estate and the cash money, because Khadijah.
Back to the original question. What does the people on Mr. Concern, Suja, mm-hmm. Akbar, and Dahir, mm-hmm. what did they What are you planning in to do with this program? It's your new program that you say you're starting up.
What have they got to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, what are you on the planning of? Who's on the planning yesterday? That's what I'm asking. Who's on the planning?
Nobody.
Nobody was on this morning. Did they know about it? Did y'all discuss it or something? Because it's like in the dark.
Well, yeah, but this is new.
It's called Lifeline, West Coast Lifeline. It's part of the Lifeline that's already been established. It comes on every day at 6 o'clock. Is that part of that? Have discussed it with Imam Rasul that this all shoot up?
Why would we need to discuss New Africa West Coast Lifeline with Rasul? Why would we need to do that?
It's called Lifeline. That's why there's no other program called Lifeline, and everybody knows about this program. I've been over 10, 11 years. It's called Lifeline. Now, if it's called Lifeline, that's why I was saying.
Yeah, but our show is called New Africa West Coast Lifeline. And it comes on, it don't come on at the same time as Rasul's Lifeline. It comes on after that. And this is geared toward the West Coast.
Why do you call it Lifeline? So my question is, why do you call it Lifeline? There's already a program called Lifeline.
You know, it's a whole lot of things that are named that way. You know what I mean? I figure I want people in the beginning to know that this is the same type of show as Lifeline. I want people to know that. And then once they come aboard, and we could change it. If we want to. But if we don't want to, we don't have to. All it is a name.
It has been made known what the program is. See, when everyone's starting or something, you have to tell people what it is and the purpose of it and all of that. And so you're just talking just me, because I'm the one on the call. So that's what I'm saying. What other people that's involved with this? And so that's my question. What is it about? You have to explain it to anybody calling in so they'll know. That's what I know
right now.
You explain it just to me. So what I'm talking about,
Right. In time, I know Daia and them going to come aboard, and Shuja, Akbar, Rashad will come aboard. Maybe Hathik Muhammad Jr. going to come aboard. All of them going to come aboard. It takes time when you start something. Khadija, Sadiq.
My question is, do they know about it? Why they weren't on this morning? They knew about it.
Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah.
I sent out about 100 texts yesterday or early this morning. Started by midnight last night. I sent out another 100 texts, but I couldn't broadcast yesterday because I told you about
this. What I'm trying to mean. My question is, where are they? Those 100 texts that you sent out. Where are they? Where are the people that got those taxes? Where are they?
I don't know. I don't know where they are. This is a new thing. This is new. Sometimes it takes a little time for things to catch hold. But since we're going to do this every day, believe you me, God willing, inshallah, they will come.
Okay, so when are you going to do it again?
Every day, just like Lifeline comes on every day, we gonna come on every day.
I'm talking about when are the people going to come on? There were 100 texts you sent out. When are they going to come on? They wasn't on today. When they gonna come on tomorrow?
Okay, hold on one second. All right, good question. Okay, good question. Okay, hold on one second. Just hold on one second.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Just hold the phone. Okay, Muhammad, you still there?
Yep, still here.
Oh, okay, hold on then. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This emerge call. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yeah,
I got Hatik Ibn on the line. I got Hatik on the line. Brother Hatik.
Yes, sir.
Did you get the text I sent out yesterday announcing the new show, the new African
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? I saw the text. I thought it was an update for the other one. That's the number?
Right, but the number... The number is 515-602-973. It's a new number, 973.
Oh, okay, the okay, okay.
It's 9665.
Okay, got you.
So I was telling Muhammad, I said, it takes time because a lot of people right now got to readjust. So after they know it's going to be a show on 5 o'clock Western time every day, 5 o'clock, they'll know what to do.
Right.
I was telling Muhammad.
Yeah.
Right. This is Hatik Jr. of Muhammad Tariq. This is Hatik Jr.
Yes, that's what I'm living, Brother Hafiz.
Living Islam. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah.
So I got people in just my circle. And the reason we doing this because Los Angeles is a sorry place.
Man.
Because of the leadership here. They sorry. They ain't got a Clara Muhammad school here. They ain't got nothing. They took the masjid from us, and they pocketed the money. So, you know, we got a hell of a lot to sell on the West Coast.
Right.
So, I got people in my own circle, brother, that's going to come on this show.
I mean, yes, sir.
Yeah. Praise be to
so
time. Brother, it takes time.
So, Brother Hafiz, where are you located?
I'm back and forth between LA and I work up north in the prison, so I'm back and forth.
Oh, so you're in California.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So I was just trying to find out from Amin about how many, he said he sent out about 100 texts yesterday letting people know about the new program, and I was waiting on it this morning, but didn't come on, so that's how I text him and I call him and we're speaking. I was actually, it's 100 people text that you sent out. Nobody was on this morning. So that's why I knew what happened with the text message. Nobody responded.
So
that's
okay.
What we were speaking.
So it's AM. So it's 5 a.m. Okay. All
right. Right. The reason that I'm doing this because when we call into the lifeline through Rasul's lifeline, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And, you know, and they tease me all the time. Oh, you up? 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I was saying, well, you know, West Coast needs something, especially
right.
With these sorry niggas out here. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, some sorry so-called Muslims out here.
Right.
You know what I mean? They ain't trying to do nothing. So yeah, bro. So yeah, and I got other people too, Muhammad, just on the West Coast. Once the West Coast know that we have a show that we go broadcast and talk about our issues on the West Coast, you know, mainly, because we don't have nothing. We got nothing going on here. It ain't like the East Coast where brothers been around for 100 years. West Coast is, you know, sorry leadership and poor representation of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and our legacy here on the West Coast.
So Lafisa, are you aware of the Lifeline that comes on every day?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Oh, you're aware of it. Okay. So that's why I was asking, why he called it Lifeline, because it's already a program named Lifeline. So I don't want people to be confused. We already have, there's already a Lifeline. Lifeline West Coast, is this part of the Lifeline that's already been established over the years? So
yeah,
maybe
I
that was confused.
Nobody's
understanding
exactly.
What's their name?
Right. I call it the New Africa West Coast Lifeline so people would know it's going to be something. This is going to be on every day, just like the other Lifeline. But, no, I didn't ask permission from Rasul. I didn't ask permission.
I didn't say ask permission. I said, was it any type of contact made, since it's called the same thing as the program that's already on and been established? That's why I was asking the question. Maybe that's why nobody of those 100 texts you sent out, nobody responded, because maybe they wasn't quite sure the West Coast Lifeline. You know, what exactly does it mean? How did it come about?
Well, I've been discussing
something like this.
Right.
So this means nobody
was right. I've been discussing this with Shuja, Sister Karan, Sister Daya, and Brother Akbar for months, that I was going to do this for months. You know what I mean? Because we didn't have nothing on the West Coast. And, if you listen to a message of concern tonight when it comes on, we'll bring it up.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, my question was, why Shuja and Diane and all of them, why they wasn't on this morning if they knew about this? That's my question. Why they wasn't on?
It's like I said, first of all, yesterday was the first day that I had planned a session, but Blog Talk Radio dropped the ball. I put it in like I usually do, but they didn't let me broadcast. And then when I talked to Dae and them yesterday at the message of concern, they said, yeah, we called in and something happened or whatever, you know, but they couldn't get in, you know. They couldn't get in. But, no, you know, those are my people there. Those are my people. They're going to be here. They're going to – because I need their help. I need their help. I just can't do this by myself. It's going to have to be an organized effort. So they had said – Shuja had said that he could help, but on certain days it's something that's happening with the other Lifeline that they would want to be and do that. That's what they were saying. I said, well, on those days that you just can't be with us, well, you just can't be with us here on the West Coast. That's
so
what
when do you think they would be on?
Day.
So my question is, when do you think they will be on the next time you make the broadcast? When is the next broadcast going to be? And if we all have discussed it, will they be on tomorrow or Wednesday?
Okay.
Or?
I really don't. You know, people, sometimes it takes people, you know, people got to, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna call in or not. But they, you know, they know it's a show. Like I said, I contracted with Blog Talk Radio yesterday. In other words, I paid them the money yesterday to broadcast. So yesterday was the first day. But I'm sure Akbar and them get out and do Dawah in the street free. They just go and shoot y'all and them. They get a bullhorn, and you know, and they go out and do dawah. Just anyway, they love it. In other words, they love to talk. They love to talk. The ones Shuja and Akbar know that they got another platform to talk and get a message of concern. You know, please believe they're gonna be here, brother. They love to talk, man. They love to, and they love to deem, and they love to spread. They love to talk, especially shoe jobs. So please believe they're going to be here because this is why I created it, because their brothers are so strong, you know what I mean, and so dedicated to what they're doing that I can't help them. I got to create another platform for them. You know, and so I said, well, yeah, okay, this will serve me and serve them too, because I want to address some of the West Coast issues, like we don't have no Clara Muhammad school here. You know, we ain't got nothing here. So, and maybe, and like I said, every day we're going to do an express yourself, so I'm going to let the West Coast people express themselves every day for 5 minutes, whatever they want to say. And if they got a business, they could announce their business. For 5 minutes, they can tell, you know, if they got a car wash, whatever they got, a car wash, they got a barbecue stand, whatever they got, whatever they got, they could announce their, you know, business every day.
Okay, so I'm here on the East Coast. So the people from the West Coast, they the one that should be speaking about the thing they want to speak about, the issues and whatever on the West Coast. I wouldn't be able to say anything about the West Coast because I'm not on the West Coast. So they should be, people on the West Coast should be the main ones that's heading up this new effort on the West Coast. So they're the one that should be on.
I agree with you. In time, they're going to come after they know that at 5 a.m., boom, it's a show that we're going to open up with the Holy Quran. We're going to do the 99 attributes of Allah. What we're going to do, we're going to read an excerpt of one of the books or lectures by Imam W.D. Muhammad every morning. You know what I mean? And then we're going to express yourself. You know, I'm working on a schedule, like, you know, just like life, like just like Rasul. I've been telling Daiya them, in spite of Rasul being, you know how he is. You know what I mean? I do respect and I do admire how he and the Lifeline people organize it. They organize it. They try to keep it together. I do. And I've been saying that, you know, I'm going to model a new show. I've been telling Diane and them, been Shuja and them this for months, you know? And I said,
So that's my question. I've been telling for months. Why the people wasn't on this morning? I'm the only one that was on, so that's why I
keep going
now. And that's the question. Y'all been talking about it for months. Where was it this morning?
Because, Muhammad, we just started yesterday. It takes time. You got to be patient with people. You know, after they know it's a show. See, people talk, you know, and don't do stuff. And see, you know, that's another thing. People talk and don't do stuff. Then people get discouraged. They don't really believe you until they see it. You know what I mean? And after people know that they can call 515-602-9735 in the morning time, 5 a.m., then they know that they have something that they could come and they could express themselves in the morning. They could hear the Quran. They know people are dedicated to Imam W.D. Muhammad and his teaching. And they'll come. I mean, it takes time, bro. It takes time. And nobody's supporting Adam Bayard here on the West Coast. Adam Bayard has been meeting for 3 or 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? We ain't got people. You know, they talk about everything. They don't never talk about Clara Muhammad schools. You know, they never talk about the legacy of Honorable Elijah Muhammad here. The only thing we got here is some school called, what's that, Isla. And it's run by the Indo-Pak. It's sponsored by the Indo-Pak.
Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the 105th. I've been a member since it started. We're going to the sixth year. We started the sixth year this month. I've been a member since it started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite aware of 105th.
Yeah.
Would anyone from the West Coast know about this new call? Because, like I said, I'm from the East Coast, and I can't make any comments or statements about what's going on in the West Coast, because I don't know anything about what's going on in the West Coast. So I just have to listen from the beginning.
Well, Muhammad, one of the things that you constantly bring up on Blog Talk Radio. You tell them imams and it pisses them off. You tell them Imam Muhammad said that 80% of the imams did not support me. Now you have said that over and over, and it makes them imams furious. They be pissed off, man. Now you know that. So that's East Coast and
but
the West
doesn't
Coast.
This doesn't have anything to do with
yes,
the new. I'm talking about the new program. I'm talking about the new program
oh.
now and what's going on the West Coast. That's why I can only listen from the beginning and find out what people are saying, what's going on the West Coast. I can't be one to initiate from me. Be a point person
yeah.
on. Yeah, you know, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hope you love.
Well. Yeah. People.
You could be like a support. You know, like I call in
right.
on what is it Tuesdays or when I get a chance, and they really appreciate Suja and them brothers and sisters. They really appreciate me calling in just to. I don't call in all the time, but when I call in and support and just listen, they appreciate
right.
that. So you know, so just having a coastal by coastal. Connection, just as support, that would be good if you available, you know. If you're available.
Right.
Yeah, I did
when I called this morning. I opened up with Al Fatah for a meeting this morning. I opened up.
Okay, I'm
glad
you said.
Yeah.
Hathi, let me say this because I know, you know, Muhammad, you know, Brother Hathi is real supportive. Of the ministry and everything, and like I said, I just got a report that I did talk to Sister Khadija, Brother Hathi,
mm-hmm.
and she said that the house is Muhammad Shakir Muhammad.
Yeah, before you go there, I just want to say I wear her feet. He was on. I saw him on the Ramadan session. After hearing
right.
about the sport. The father, the son, I'm familiar. I heard his presentation.
Oh, I'm telling Brother Hathi because the story is that Layla and also Wallace locked her out the house and all that kind of shit. That's not true. That's
right.
Not true. She told me to right to my ear. Me and her talked. I'm not talking text. We talked. And she told me no. She said, no, Brother Muhammad. She said, that house is Muhammad Shakir's Muhammad's house. Now, Imam Muhammad was looking for a house or thinking about a house or looking for a house. But that house right there is Muhammad Shakir. Now, that's a hell of a revelation.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just be careful about repeating that stuff. They will lie, brother. That's all I was saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. And this is why my show exists, to clear up this stuff that Shaitan have out there. You know, no, we need a voice. I want to clear that up because I saw Layla at the A Time to Be Grateful. You know what I mean? And I know how I was looking at her. You know, she probably felt uncomfortable. I'm thinking that she's a big bad wolf.
Right.
And that's not true.
Right.
That's not true. You know, that's Muhammad Shakir Muhammad. You know, so we need a platform, and this is the platform we got, so I can spread the truth,
right?
Get the truth out there, because I'm thinking a lot of them is something else, man.
That's why I was saying, be careful, but they put stuff out and have people in the community supporting the wrong ideas and lies, and they don't know all the facts. That's all I was saying. Just be careful. Don't get caught up in that.
That's right.
You know, that's all I was saying. You know?
That's right. That's what you said yesterday, or day before yesterday. That's what you've been saying for 2-3 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, to me. So this is why, you know, I like to get to the bottom of it. You know what I mean? And that's why I got a show, Muhammad. And I don't, they'll come. They'll come. They're going to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Muhammad, I got to run.
Got to go.
Yeah,
because
I'm in Phoenix visiting my kids, and I'm going to head to the airport. They're going to drop me off at the airport, but inshallah, I'll call you, your brothers, later. All right, Brother
okay.
Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I mean, inshallah.
Okay,
we'll talk later, inshallah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got to clear some of this up.
I'm going to have to get on now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, but spread the word. Spread the word that if some of the people from the Lifeline, you know, after they get off, if they want to come and do a special stuff, maybe they have something on their soul they want to get off. Maybe they want to talk about something.
Yeah, and I know one thing that Imam Rasul does, he now yes, you'll hold on for the next program. That's what he does on the program. He's hold on for the next program. So maybe you'll speak to him, actually, he'll say, make now the hold on to the next program or something before people hang up because they don't know a thing about it. They just hang up and gone. So, you follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay then. Okay. Well,
maybe you can say something before the program being when announcing, because tomorrow the announcement being made. I know Brother Benjamin make announcements on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Brother Benjamin makes an announcement and him to say, the program will come on 8 o'clock, the new program out of the West Coast. Hold on at 8 o'clock. So maybe he makes an announcement. You know, he makes an announcement every Tuesday and Thursdays and tomorrow and Tuesday.
Okay.
So give him a call. Call Brother Benjamin and tell him to put in an announcement tomorrow.
Oh, okay then. Okay. All right then.